This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship and Health News channels. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Alexis Nicole White, an entrepreneur, author, an inspirational speaker. As a graduate of Purdue University, Alexis dreamed of climbing the corporate ladder. However, life and relationship experiences have birthed another passion in Alexis. Today, the writer and speaker is passionate about raising awareness about emotional abuse in relationships. Her memoir, The Covered, highlights her journey with experiencing emotional abuse and how she survived and thrived. Her goal is to help other women, young and old, to do the same, survive and thrive. Alexis, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And we're certainly glad that you took us up on it and are here with us today. So for starters, and I'm sure it's probably a loaded question, but what was the inspiration behind you writing the memoir, The Covered?
For me, I found myself being in situations with a variety of women from church, work, wherever I've accumulated these individuals from in my life, who always had perceptions about certain types of people that were just not accurate or reflective of the individuals. And it was some form of a bias, I guess you can say. And I found myself always defending not only those individuals, but women who are similar to myself, who've been through some of the things arbitrarily and unbeknownst to me that affected the different avenues and areas of my life. So I wanted to share my story in its entirety, being transparent and being candid about who I am, the things that I've overcome and the things that I've been through, to help use those as learning lessons to empower other women who might find themselves in the same predicaments, to be able to still love themselves, have an accurate self-image and self-love and self-esteem and awareness and other things that affect how we may feel about ourselves, and to allow them to persevere.
And was there a real life inspiration behind the protagonist in The Covered?
Oh, absolutely. There was, because these are my stories and my experiences of the things that I've endured from 24 years of age to current day. So I'm sharing about 10 years almost worth of experiences that I have experienced and endured to help shed light on some things that we don't perceive as being real, such as emotional abuse. And statistically, women, or young girls, I should say, 16 to 24 is the main window of where these issues occur. And of course, my story starts at age 24. So I'm showing that, you know, whether or not we perceive this to be problematic, this is a real crisis that young women and even adult women face every day, and we need to get real about our emotional health and the people that we entertain in our lives, and just the opportunities that we leverage to invite people into our lives and to share precious time with us.
And what do you hope to accomplish from the release of your memoir? Touch on that if you would.
My deepest goal is to encourage people to be persevering, to be resilient, to uplift, but to empower them to govern and maintain healthy relationships, whether it's a platonic relationship, a romantic relationship, a parental or family member relationship, even a co-working relationship. Many of us do not perceive that there is a such thing. We know that people are toxic, but we don't perceive that that has a stronghold and a very negative effect on who we are as people and our health, and our mental health. A lot of people are internalizing things, and we say things and we feel certain ways, but we're not really expressing, and we're not understanding that it's okay to leave people where you found them, love them from afar, and to move on. So my deepest goal with this is to show people through practical learning lessons what not to do and how to regain your sanity when you find yourself dealing with these types of situations.
Certainly sounds like a very helpful memoir in all regards. Today we are with writer and speaker Alexis Nicole White, who is raising awareness about emotional abuse in relationships here on eHealth Radio's Relationship and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Alexis, is there a message in the novel that you hope the readers will grasp?
Absolutely. We have to learn how to love ourselves first and foremost. And we always hear people talking about self-love, self-esteem, self-awareness, and self-concept, but you really don't know what that is until you're faced with having to confront what those ideals are. My overall message is that we should define success and happiness for ourselves, and we should love ourselves enough to know that we're not going to be perfect, nor the people that we meet, that we fall in love with, the people that we may be in a fellowship with through church or community or just whatever our relationship and connection are to people. They're not going to be perfect either, but we have to love them as if they were us and to accept them and their flaws, just like we would like for others to love and accept us with our flaws, and to not put so much pressure on ourselves. It's okay to make mistakes. And once you learn to do better, you know how to do better, and you can do better if you choose to do better. And so I'm just really encouraging people to get a strong hold of that message and to learn how to be okay with who you are, because that's all a part of self-love, and that's all a part of how we learn to love others.
Lastly, get into what exactly is emotional abuse. When we hear emotional abuse, a lot of things run through our minds. Touch on that from your experience.
Well, emotional abuse is defined as anything that creates forms of fear, humiliation, guilt, coercion, manipulation. It involves just the lack of balance and power in a relationship, and typically individuals are using emotional abuse to bully and to control people. So for me, I was in a situation that I'm very candid about in my book, where I was being victimized emotionally, verbally as well as emotionally as well. So I had to learn how to deal with a lot of things that gave me strict parameters for how I could live my life, because I was being affected financially by my decisions, whether or not I stayed there in a relationship or not. That determined whether or not I was going to be able to have enough money to support myself. Being exposed to different traumatic situations that will probably cause anyone to lose their sanity, and how do you maintain that? So I definitely wanted to shed light to the issue, because even when you talk to friends in platonic relationships, even friends often expose other friends to emotional abusive situations by shaming them and condemning them and humiliating them and making them feel bad for exposing their truth and reality. And that's not how we should be. So I definitely would like for people to understand that we are responsible for not only how we respond to others when they express that they're in a crisis, but we also need to be mindful of how we allow other people to treat us as well. And we have a moral obligation to respect one another. And even if you disagree, it's okay to agree to disagree, but still respect someone else's thoughts, feelings, and values and opinions, because their perspective is very much so valid, just like yours are.
Couldn't have said it any better, and I think it's absolutely wonderful what you're doing, and certainly a lot of room to help a lot of folks out there, especially the ladies, and from your expertise. Where can listeners get more information about this memoir, The Covered, and how can they best make the purchase?
Well, my book is available on my website at AlexisNicoleWhite.com. It is also available at every major retail store and paperback and ebook. That includes your Amazons, Barnes & Nobles, as well as Books A Million.
Well, once again, Alexis, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
The pleasure is certainly ours. We have been speaking with Alexis Nicole White, a writer and speaker who is passionate about raising awareness about emotional abuse in relationships. Her memoir, The Covered, highlights her journey with experiencing emotional abuse and how she survived and thrived. Her goal is to help other women do the same, young and old, to survive and thrive. And for more information and to pick up the book with ease, visit AlexisNicoleWhite.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Relationship and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.